looks like what we're seeing is kind of the pattern that has been kind of in place for a good part of the winter for the area. And that's where we've been dominated largely by El Nino, and that's a more southerly storm track. So areas from California on mainly to our south and to our east, even into the northeast mid-Atlantic areas. That's been kind of the favored storm track for the winter for the most part. And that's going to be in play again this week. And you're probably hearing already about California under the gun again for some significant rainfall and flooding concerns out there. So it looks like for the upcoming week, that storm track is going to prevail, and we're going to reside primarily to the north of that. And we'll be governed by high pressure and with dry conditions and a lot of sunshine during the days. No real cold source. We're looking at temperatures climbing above normal, which right now, as we head into late February, we're right around the upper 30s to around 40 or low 40s across the area for normal highs. We're going to be, in some cases, 15, possibly 20 degrees above that as we go through the next 7 to 10 days. The warmest this week probably will come Wednesday, when we expect a lot of 60s, lower 60s across the area. Have a slight cool down for the end of the week, and then we warm back up next weekend, and then we're even looking at an even stronger signal for warming as we go into next week, which is the last week of February heading into March. There are signs potentially for some 70s, and that could be also accompanied by a pretty active weather pattern that we'll be monitoring in the days ahead. So we could be looking at some moisture by then, but until then, pretty dry and fairly quiet and continued above normal.
And it looks like even the nighttime lows through the period are going to struggle to get below freezing. Is that right?
Yeah, Jim. And there are periods like this morning. In fact, we're actually starting off quite chilly. We've had this high pressure and these really near calm winds, and with this dry air, temperatures have plummeted into the teens in a lot of areas. But I think what's going to happen the next few days is we're going to keep a more southerly flow in the surface winds at the low levels, and that's going to help keep us not as cold as what we've seen here this morning. So we're going to keep that atmosphere a little bit more mixed and from a southerly direction, which will keep us milder.
So you talk about the next 2 weeks and maybe 70s even next week. So the question begs, is winter over for this part of, I guess, the country?
Yes, I will not declare that. As a longtime resident here, we've had our shares. We know in March and April, those can be some pretty volatile months in terms of weather as we transition from winter into spring. Those can often bring still snow and bouts of cold at that point. So can't put it away just yet. But for the foreseeable future, it certainly has been put to bed.